just think of like, what is the day that I want to have? And then do whatever you have to do to make that happen. And I think you really will be happier in the long run than just like wishing it would have happened. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. And around here, we know that life is hard and we got to do everything we can to just make it a little bit more lovely. So it's my mission to bring you great conversations, practical tools and information, and a healthy dose of community to help make those things happen. If you want to find out more, you can go to our website at cultivatingthelovely.com, visit our amazing membership community at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, or by connecting with me on Instagram, which is one of my favorite places to interact with all of you. You can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. Thanks so much for joining me today. Oh, ladies, Mother's Day is right around the corner. And Shell and I decided we needed to have a little chat about Mother's Day today, not just because of quarantine, but also because Mother's Day tends to be one of those days where we set maybe some expectations that aren't very realistic, or we feel a little disappointed in the way things play out. And so we just wanted to give you guys some encouragement, some ideas, and some help to make this be a really successful, lovely Mother's Day in spite of whatever may be going on or not going on in your life. But I also wanted to mention, you guys, we still have our promotion running in Patreon right now. We decided to go ahead and extend it because all of our stay-at-homeness has been extended and we still all really need community and people and things to look forward to. And we have got a lot of that going on in Patreon right now. So if you join for just $5 a month, you will automatically receive all the digital benefits up to the $15 loveliest level. And so at that level, you can be a part of our book clubs, you can get into a cultivating group, you can become a part of all of our flower therapy stuff, whether that's sourdough or actually growing flowers. We have all of that happening and we would love to welcome you in there. Our group of ladies in Patreon has gotten even more tight-knit over the last couple of months as we have been really pouring into these Zoom calls that we've been doing and our lives and everything like that. We would love to have you be a part of it. We've got arms open wide to welcome in new ladies to be in this community, and you can get in it for only $5 a month. We've got a ton of content that we deliver, and we just think it's a super great, fun, supportive community like none other that I have found on the internet, and we want you to be a part of it. So head over to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely to find out more and get in for just $5 a month. All right, without further ado, let's talk a little bit about Mother's Day with my good friend, Shell.
All right, ladies. So Mother's Day. It's coming up this weekend. We're in a pandemic quarantine situation. We really wanted to do like a gift guide episode where we could give you like lots of fun ideas, but you know, we all know Amazon's not getting anything anywhere anytime soon. So we kind of decided to switch gears and we're going to talk about some local gift ideas for you, but we also thought that it would be a good idea to just do an episode about Mother's Day in quarantine. But I also kind of feel like it can be applied to Mother's Day in general. Because I think a lot of us have great expectations for what Mother's Day is going to be. And it rarely is. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of women have husbands who, not intentionally to be hurtful, but they're just kind of guys who maybe aren't very good at planning things and, you know, like orchestrating a day. They don't really even know how to do that. Or single moms who that is just not a thing. And so Shell and I decided that we would talk today about kind of how to have a bitter-free Mother's Day. How to kind of put some things in place and not feel bad about like, well, I'm the one having to do this, you know, but put some things in place so that you can actually have a nice day with realistic expectations.
Yes.
So I feel like that can be applied in or out of quarantine. But I think you know, you were talking to me about that the other day, Shell, that you just yeah. kind of realized, like, you came to grips with the fact that you might have to do a little bit more planning mm-hmm. to help your own heart.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think that what I've realized over the years of Mother's Days that I've gone by, and I look back, the ones that really stand out that were really special versus the ones that kind of, I think the ones I had an expectation of it being special, but then I kind of, when things, different disappointments happened where things didn't happen throughout the day that would make mm-hmm. it special.
Yeah.
I found myself super honestly, like maybe not openly disappointed because I'm the type of person who likes to like put a positive spin on life, but in yeah. my heart, honestly, if I'm being super honest, like I was disappointed
yeah.
with how the day went, and that would show probably in how I would respond.
Yeah.
But just the difference of that perfection versus just being able to be present in the day. And I think for me, being able to say, this is what I need, and making yeah. sure that it's not all about me, but very small things. Like I've told my kids over the years, like I've given them, like, you know what mommy really needs on Mother's Day? Like what would make me so happy is if you would draw me a picture, like mm-hmm. making it something that's attainable for them, not like cook me a 3-course meal or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And they have done, I feel like in the past, some really sweet, like breakfast in bed, but you know, mm-hmm. you can't really eat the food they bring. So it's kind of funny. So have a backup plan of like, what will you actually eat? Because normally the toast is completely burned or, you know,
yeah,
it's just not very edible, but of course it's the sweetest, most thoughtful thing. And you want to celebrate that moment, but maybe that's not what you wanted to eat.
Yeah,
and that's okay. Just yeah. have a backup plan for that. So for me this year, I might just stash a few things in the cupboard that sound really special and good that yes. I purchase myself.
Yes.
And I maybe even sneak throughout the day. Like, you know, and I will enjoy that burnt toast and I will totally celebrate that because that is beautiful and yeah. that is to be celebrated. But also not feel disappointed if I don't get the chocolate that I want to eat, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick that in my cupboard and I'm going to enjoy that, I don't know, at some point during Mother's Day. So
yeah.
I think really coming to grips with that I have needs. And yes. on Mother's Day, it's okay to say, I would like to enjoy this, but just maybe provide that for myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that okay? Is that okay to say?
Yes, I think so. Well, and I think some of it boils down to, like, if we're going to talk about the logistics of that.
Yes.
Like,
absolutely.
I think identifying your kids' strengths, specifically mm-hmm. your kids, like who in your family is the one who likes to celebrate people that mm-hmm. feels like passionately about that and does a good job of it. Mm-hmm. They're probably the one that you want to put in charge of
yeah.
like orchestrating what you want to see happen on yes. Mother's Day. You know, I have one of my sons who is the one you totally would not expect to be that way. Uh-huh. But if he finds out it's somebody's birthday or like, so he's the one who wants to make the card. He's the one who wants Aww. To make it special.
Yeah.
And you know, last year, my mom bought Trader Joe's croissants, the chocolate croissants.
Mm-hmm.
And she told him, like, here, I've put these in this bag. Don't let your mom see. These are the instructions. This is exactly what you need to do so that you can like get them ready for your mom in the morning. It was a very simple thing.
Simple, yeah.
He had to put them on a baking sheet the right. night before, and then he had to put them in the oven the next morning and make sure they came out on time. And at 10, he was capable of that.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
He was so cute about it because he Aww. Came up to my room and he was like, I need your phone. I can't tell you why, but I need your phone. And I knew it was because he needed to call my mom and like ask her questions.
Aww.
But it was such a simple thing. And I love the croissants. So it was yes. like win-win. It was a great totally. Breakfast and it was so simple, but he really felt like he had accomplished something and totally blessed me.
Because he had. That.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's, I think guys, so even if you have to buy the croissants and then yes. give them to somebody else to
yes.
give your kid to
yeah.
have do that, do whatever it takes because then your kid feels really invested
yes.
in the day too.
Yeah.
Which makes a big difference.
I think it's really good to be able to tell our kids this is what would make mommy feel so special. Like it's
yeah.
okay to say that. For years, I never said a thing. I was just like, whatever they do, I'm just going to love it. Right.
Yeah.
But really helping them know how to love you well is such a great thing for, it's a win-win, like you said, it totally is. And I have, well, Lucy is my one who just loves to like serve. And so she loves serving a meal. Like that will make her so happy. If I put her in charge of like, hey, can you set the table and then serve everyone up? Like she loves that. It just fills her up. So different kids have different strengths, and really being able to like pull that into Mother's Day, it just takes a little more intentionality, a little more planning. It makes a huge difference, I feel like. And when I look on the Mother's Days that have been hugely like wonderful, and I've been able to be present and not off in this place of weird disappointment in my head, you know?
Yeah.
I very like that is the difference that I see. Mm-hmm. So anyhow. I love that. That is like that story is the best. Like
I know. It just like it worked so well. And I think that really applies even a lot of times to men as well. Mm-hmm. They in general, okay, my past experience not included, but in general, I think men want to know too. Mm-hmm. They want to know what you want. Now, in my past experience, if I said, this is what I want, then I would be told, well, then you're not going to get that because you asked for it and you shouldn't have asked for it. And, you know, like crazy head games. If that is your scenario, then you're not in a healthy situation.
Yes.
But most men, they want to know what you want. Mm-hmm. They want to bless you too, and they may not know. And so being clear and open with your communication, I think is just good for everybody all the way around, because then you're being heard. The men don't have to question, well, what is it she even is hoping for? You can be very, I mean, you need to be realistic, but be very clear, state your needs and wants so that they can fulfill those, because otherwise you're living in this place of disappointment, but they're going, but I didn't even know what you wanted.
Like, and it's not really fair to David for me to do that to him. Like it's not, and I've learned that over the years. Like he can't read my mind. Like shocker, hello. It's taken us all these years to get there. But so for me, I just tell David, like, I just want to go outside. Like I just want to be outside, if whether it's Mother's Day or my birthday, I want to do something outside. Try and keep it super simple, super attainable. So for us, that means we go for a walk, we go for a hike, we go for a picnic. I mean, just really simple. Like, cause then you can be present because there's not a lot of work that has to be done, or like, you know, and that could look different for every mom. Obviously it's personal, what would feel like that to her, like what she needs. But so in the last 2 years, our Mother's Days have been so much sweeter just because I've been able to finally say, this is what I need. Like, and then he's like, okay, now I don't have to figure it out anymore. He's so relieved. And it's so sweet. Like, just see, like, I think honestly, when they ask you, like, well, what do you want to do? They really want you to tell them, like, where do you really want to go to breakfast or whatever?
Yeah.
You know? You can just say, like, what you really want, not what you think everyone else wants.
Yes. And I mean, even like the example of the picnic or whatever it is you want to do, I think even deciding that, like, without bitterness, the day before, you're going to do some of the prep work for it so that it can look the way that you want it to look. If you want a particular blanket, if you want certain napkins, if you want things to feel pretty, the other people in your life might not know how to do that very well. So you might have to put some of those things in place so that then when you get ready to leave for that the next day, I mean, part of that is assigning jobs to people, telling your husband, this is the food I want to have on the picnic, or, you know, I've bought it, you prepare it, or whatever it is. Do the things to put into place so that you can have a successful day and don't get as caught up in like, well, I shouldn't have had to have done any of it. Just think of like, what is the day that I want to have? And then do whatever you have to do to make that happen. And I think you really will be happier in the long run than just like wishing it would have happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. One thing that I love, I'm going to say my needs on Mother's Day. So I love it when my kids draw me a card or a picture, do something where they like artwork, and then going outside was the, and then my third thing is I just love once a year to get a picture with my kids or a family picture, you know, and to have that, like, so that's, those are my three probably top Mother's Day gifts or things. It's like getting that picture and to see them, like, cause I mean, honestly, that's a lot of people and that's not ever anyone's favorite thing, including myself, to do. So that often brings a lot of tension if you're trying to get a picture or whatever, to see them all like being willing to do that one day a year. Like say, mm-hmm. I want them to wear what I ask them to wear.
Yeah.
You know, like things like that. Like, can you wear the outfit that I pick out for you for our pictures today? Because it really means a lot to me. And like seeing them being willing to do those things. But I, for years, wasn't even able to put like words to any of that.
Yeah. So
that's a big growth for me to be like, this is what I would love for you to do. And then the disappointment is gone. There's no disappointment because I'm able to voice like what I actually wanted, which for a 2 is really stretching.
I think that is such a key part of it, like clearly stating what you need and what you want. But I think the other part of that, as far as like not ending up being bitter, is also having the realistic expectations of what the day will probably look like. Like just because it's Mother's Day, your kids probably aren't going to get along.
They're actually probably going to fight more.
Yes.
Honestly. It will definitely feel like they're fighting more. I mean, or it's just a thing, I think.
It's like when you so desperately just want everybody to get along so you don't have to deal with it or whatever.
Yes.
Then you're going to notice it more because, but this is Mother's Day and you guys were all supposed to be nice to me and nice to each other. And that probably won't happen. And it's very likely you're not going to get the break that you want.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's really important that you settle that in your head before.
Yes, I agree.
Again, like all the other stuff of what you're hoping the day will be is realizing like, okay, I'm still gonna have to be a mom today.
Yes.
unless you get to go to a spa, but guess what? Nobody gets to go to a
spa. We have leveled the playing field.
Yes. Yes. Everybody has to tolerate their children on Mother's Day this year. So just know, like, it's not, people are not going to magically get along just because it's Mother's Day, and it doesn't really matter how many times you tell them, but it's Mother's Day.
Exactly. I know. I'm going to try not say that at all this year. Right. That's my goal. And just enjoy the moments where they aren't fighting. Like just say, okay, there'll be a few moments where it's sweet and harmonious, and the rest will just be like every other day.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So true.
Like, to expect that an entire day is going to be like angelic and thoughtful is really not reasonable. So
that's heaven, and that's yet to come.
Yes. Yeah. Like that doesn't even happen on Christmas. It's not going to happen on Mother's Day.
What kind of lies are we listening to?
I know.
In our heads? Like, come on.
We've got
so true.
So set yourself up for success, ladies. Like, put some things in place, and then don't expect perfection. Don't expect these angelic little beings.
Yeah.
Have got it all together. They're not going
to. Right.
So I think that's part of just like being able to have grace on them too. That like we've got to really make a big deal that day of the things they do for us and downplay the stuff.
Absolutely.
That they're not going to succeed at.
And that's really us creating that environment, whether it's on Mother's Day or any other day in motherhood. Those are the good days where we can really celebrate their efforts and their hearts to try and then kind of downplay the rest instead of elevating that like stress.
Yeah.
Like when the tensions are high, like I just really want God to work in my heart in that area as a mom. Like I need him to change me. And that, just exactly what you're saying. Like I, moving forward, Mother's Day, you know, and every other day after that, I want to learn how to lean into that place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
I know, because it's really easy to focus. I think especially in quarantine where it's like, we're all together all the time. Mm-hmm. And even for you homeschoolers who are like, my life hasn't changed. You probably had your kid in some sort of activity, you know, like
sports or music or, you know, lessons or.
It's very few times, except for maybe when your kids are really little and they're just with you all the time, that this is the case. Like I was not with my 14-year-old every minute of the day, you know? And so
I think it's just a good idea right now in general to set our expectations realistically. And this is what an opportunity we have right now to learn how to be more gracious with one another and try to really focus on the things that are going well, that our kids are doing well. Like, we've got to extra capitalize on those moments and celebrate the heck out of when our kids take initiative over something or get their schoolwork done without fighting us or whatever it is. I think that is like a key to survival right now, 8 weeks into quarantine, like make note of.
Yeah, highlight those things, celebrate them big time, absolutely. And hold on to them too, because the rest of the day could kind of be you know, rough. Another thing I wanted to share, and this is totally coming from my Enneagram 2 heart, about Mother's Day, is that one thing that's really been, because I've had some hard Mother's Days where I lost my first baby to miscarriage. And so there were years when Mother's Day was like incredibly acutely painful.
Yeah.
And if that's you today, I just want you to know that we're praying for you and that there's just that God comforts you in that place and just meets you and carries you through this Mother's Day. My heart breaks for those moms, you know. But in the years where Mother's Day was incredibly hard for me, one thing that has been really helpful as I walk through those harder Mother's Days is just being able to celebrate the mothers in my life and kind of focus on like, okay, this day doesn't have to be as much about me, but I have an incredible mom. I have an amazing mother-in-law, and I have some people in my life who have been like spiritual mothers to me. Yeah. I have an aunt who's like a mom to me, and just making sure that I am celebrating them on Mother's Day. And so I feel like when you're dealing with disappointment on Mother's Day, really having it not be about you for me is the best way to have a happy Mother's Day. So I want to throw that out there just as a kind of my thoughts and heart.
Speaking of being a mom. Ladies, temperature is very personal. We all have different ideas of what feels comfortable to us. And especially when you're all staying in the same house together, that can be difficult to have everyone feel comfortable at the same time, right? I know personally, my kids never seem to feel cold in any way, shape, or form. They can run out in a bathing suit when it's 40 degrees outside, whereas I feel a little bit more chilly a lot of the time. Or when I'm sitting in my little recording studio, it can actually get a little stuffy and hot in here. And so sometimes I need to be able to cool down, but I can't do it with something that is going to cause a lot of noise. I can't bring a fan in here. I could sit on an ice pack, but that wouldn't be very comfortable. So instead, I turn to my Ember Wave to be able to get some relief and be able to help myself regulate temperature. Ember Wave is a little bracelet that you wear on the inside of your wrist, and all you do is press to activate the Ember Wave. It connects to an app on your smartphone that you can control more precisely what kind of temperatures you want and that sort of thing, and it creates a cooling or warming sensation on your wrist. This sensation works with your body and mind to help make you feel more comfortable in a matter of minutes. It's based on the science of how your mind and body respond to temperature sensations. It's this really cool little like wave or pulsing that happens on the inside of your wrist that can really help you feel more comfortable. It's great for helping you to regulate your temperature in unpredictable climates, helping you to relieve stress, and even support your sleep, because they have a fall asleep mode that can help you maintain a comfortable temperature as you drift off. Ember Wave was featured on Good Morning America and was named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2018. It's also been reviewed by a number of leading technical publications like Wired, Fast Company, and CNBC. And it was invented by 3 MIT scientists who knew the science to be able to back up this whole idea of being able to regulate your temperature just by changing the temperature on your wrist. So why don't you give the gift of thermal comfort this Mother's Day? Take $70 off the Ember Wave now during their site-wide sale. Go to emberwave.com/lovely to redeem this offer. That's emberwave.com/lovely to redeem $70 off an Ember Wave now. Okay, so now that we've, you know, tried to set our expectations
a little bit realistically. We had a really good example of it. Thank you so much, Willa, for showing us real life. So
motherhood.
Yes, it is. It's the way it goes. So now we wanted to just like try to give some ideas of what we can be doing gift-wise, what you can be asking for from your family or giving to the moms in your life, because it is harder to order things right now and get them on time. And it's this weekend. And so our time might be limited. And I don't know. I feel like Mother's Day totally snuck up on me. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, I definitely don't have time to order something because here it is.
Right.
So I have just a short list of ideas. But what were some of your ideas, Shell?
Well, of course, there's just the good old fashioned flowers from the nursery.
Yeah.
But you know what's fun is if you can't actually give a physical gift, the idea of giving a gift card or something like that.
Yes.
Where they could go shop for their own flowers. I mean, I think that's really fun to get to buy my or pick my own. So, And for my mom this year, we are giving her, she had asked me a few weeks ago. So her birthday is right after Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. It's the 7th or right before Mother's Day. So it's the 7th. It's coming up in a couple of days. But she had just said, you know, I just really want some updated pictures of you guys. Like, can you, like, that's what I want. And I was so appreciative that she said, hey, this is what I want. And that just helps me so much, you guys, just to know that, like, it's okay to say what we want.
Yeah.
As moms. And I was like, Mom, thank you for saying that. That's the best idea. I can totally do that. That's easy for me to do in quarantine. I can do that. So I need to go run today and grab my pictures from Costco that I'm going to have printed off. And I mean, honestly, as a mom, like, a pictures of your kids or from your kids, to me, that's the best gift you could get. Anyway, we're excited about that for her. And then I'm going to send them to the other moms that are special in my life as well for Mother's Day. So that's one thing that we're doing. But I mean, bless my kids for being able to cooperate with all of that, because I said, you're going to wear this. And they did it. And I'm like, this is for Nana and Mormor. And they were, you know, it wasn't perfect, but they were good sports. And I was like, you guys were so good. We're getting ice cream. So I'm like, we were celebrating the heck out of that.
Yeah, I bet.
And then like coffee, who doesn't love like coffee delivered to them? There was the cutest candle I saw on Instagram that came up. It was called Quarantine and Chill. And I was like, that is so fun. And it was a local company here in Spokane.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are just some of my very short list of ideas, but, anyhow.
So you pretty much hit on all of my ideas.
I'm sorry, I stole your ideas.
No, I kind of figured they would be pretty similar. But I know that usually for Mother's Day, like my mom and grandma and I, we all go to this nursery and we pick out flowers and plants that we want to have in like a planter. And we're not going to be doing as much of that probably this year. I've noticed a couple of nurseries. Your favorite nursery is open.
Yes, the one by my house.
And so we always like to do that, but even like Trader Joe's flowers and stuff, you know,
absolutely.
My kids came in after being gone for the weekend and they were like, where did all these flowers come from? I was like, well, there was May Day on Friday and we had flowers, and a lot of those were even just like forage things, like where people had cut branches off of stuff.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't even have to be something super expensive. Like,
no.
There's so many flowers in bloom right now that you can cut.
One of my favorite May Day memories was going to a place that was kind of like off the beaten path to where I knew where these lilac bushes were. For Mother's Day, it was a few years ago. My kids were smaller. And we just had a picnic under the lilac bush. It was totally free. We just used food that we had at home. But I think it was one of my favorite Mother's Days because it was just very realistic expectations.
Yeah.
And it might not even have been that pretty, but like I got a picture with my kids in this lilac bush. It was blooming and it was like amazing. So low budget ideas, something like that. And then guess what? You can take that picture and you can send it to all the moms in your life and they will be super happy.
Yes. So true. But I've just been amazed, like just getting like this branch, this flowering branch. I'm like, it's like my favorite thing. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And it's just like right by my sink. I have it over the top and it's like, I love it. And it's something so simple and free.
And yes, things can, especially this time of year and when there's been so much like dreariness, and you know, I think that those little pockets of beauty, I mean, we talk about it all the time, but
yes,
it just lifts my spirits so mm-hmm. much. And mm-hmm. it's such a simple, cheap thing to be able yes. to do.
Yes. And yeah. it's just that thoughtfulness, like those, yeah. like that branch with a few little words that you're seen and you're known and you're loved.
Yeah.
That to moms means everything.
Yeah. Well, and another thing, you had mentioned coffee, and I mm-hmm. put down like locally roasted coffee.
Yes.
I think Absolutely. That anything that we can be doing right now to be supporting mm-hmm. small businesses and local vendors, like yes. any of those little things, even if we're talking about gift cards, like mm-hmm. gift cards to restaurants that are still open and doing curbside yeah. pickup and those kinds of things. Like it's, if we're going to be spending money anyway on gifts right now, to be mm-hmm. able to support those local shops that are suffering, mm-hmm. I think is incredibly important. Mm-hmm. And if you do, like if you even decide to order out food on Mother's Day, because a lot of moms don't want to cook, like remembering to leave a tip too, because generally yeah. when I would do pickup in the past, I wouldn't leave tips because I'm not being waited on, but uh-huh. waiters and waitresses are not getting tips right now.
Right.
You know, and so like thinking of those kinds of small things and the way that we can kind mm-hmm. of help even boost our economy during mm-hmm. Mother's Day, I think is so important, because I mean, small businesses yes. especially are really heavily being impacted. And if you want to see those restaurants and those, you know, small shops and everything open back up after this is all over, we've got to be supporting them right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree. And yeah, we have a favorite spot that we love to go to that has coffee and little donuts that they make.
Yes.
It's right in the neighborhood where your parents live, Mackenzie. Yep. So that's a great example of like supporting local, and mm-hmm. They're really pretty and fun. And
yeah,
it's just, yeah, we love doing that. And they use an app for the coffee. It's called Joe on the Go, where you order your coffee and they just bring it right out to you. You pay for it on the app and you don't even have to go in.
Yeah.
So that's been really fun to learn different ways to be able to support local, you know, just yeah. creative ways. Yeah. I'm loving how creative people have been with keeping things open and yet following, you know, the guidelines mm-hmm. that are set out for social distancing and stuff. So,
yeah. Yeah. I think it's so important that whenever we can right now, we're doing that. I know like a lot of when we've eaten out, or not eaten out, but, you know, ordered in,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
We're doing a whole lot more of it from our local restaurants than we are from any of the big box ones. Right. Not to say that they don't need, you know, to be patron as well, but right. I think these smaller guys are going to have a lot harder time reopening. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. the more that we can do that, the better.
Yeah.
But then also, like, I love that you mentioned gift cards, because I always feel like people think of gift cards as being a cop out, mm-hmm. but man, if I don't want to shop when this quarantine is over. I received a couple of gift cards for my birthday last week. I was like, that's perfect, because uh-huh. I cannot get into Ulta and Sephora fast enough when this right. is over. So, like, don't underestimate the power of a good gift card.
Uh-huh.
We are all going to want to be doing some serious shopping
yeah.
when we can, and like actually yeah. getting into places, and like the season will have so thoroughly changed by the time mm-hmm. we're out of quarantine. And, you know, like a lot of times you need like a couple of summer staples as far as your wardrobe or mm-hmm. different makeup things or, you know, whatever it is. Like, don't feel bad about asking for a gift card to get what you actually want. I don't mm-hmm. think it's a cop out at all. Like, not no. only are they giving me the money to get what I want, they're also giving me the experience of getting to shop, which yes. I want to do.
Yes, that's so, so true. Yeah, and then I love giving books, you guys. I mean, yeah. everybody, we love books around here. And so yeah. There are so many good books that you could give moms for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
yeah,
lots of good ideas, but yes, don't shy away from giving a gift card. And I think you can, there's so many, you can, can't you just kind of order them and email them even? Because like,
yeah.
obviously a lot of moms we can't even be with physically, because both yeah. my moms are in a different state. And yeah. so physically I can't be with them, but even for us, a last minute, because Mother's Day did sneak up on us, I think you can still like get a gift card and have it emailed, and it can be pretty. And I know Dayspring has so many beautiful like e-cards, I think they're called, or something, where they're like really pretty and special. So there's always that idea too, if you're like literally last minute on Mother's Day. A phone call, right?
Yes. And
getting to talk to your mom, FaceTiming, getting for them to see your face. Like there's so much we can still do in quarantine.
I know that my mom and my aunt are going to go over to my grandma's house and sit out in her backyard. And my grandma will sit on her back deck and they'll, you know, just do like a little lunch or whatever
there, so that
she can feel like they got to see her. And there's those little ways of still being able to, you know, make things happen and make people feel seen and heard. And I think that's really important. But like you said, even just FaceTiming or, you know, those little things, I think are super important right now. For sure. And to, and like you were already saying earlier in the podcast, like turning the focus away from ourselves to the mothers in our lives, and really saying those things. Like, I think it's so important to have it written down, because it's that record that you can come back to and read again and again. And it doesn't have to even be in a card. Like I used to always say, like, don't bother with the card, like just write it. Like, I don't care if it's on toilet paper, just like write it down. How you feel. Like, I want to know what you think about me. Tell me good things, you know. I think that that is so important. And I know even with my mom last week, you know, we've just been like having some difficult things lately, some hard news and whatnot. And just even saying to her, because we don't tend to be the kind of family that, like with my kids, I totally am. I'm like, I love you because, and you know, like, let me plant these kisses on you. And like, we're more of a touchy-feely family, but like growing up, there wasn't as much like the I love you because kind of thing. Not that I didn't feel loved or, you know, like it just, it was different. And so to actually like last week, like tell my mom, hey, I really appreciate you because of these things. And I think that you're a good mom and I love you. And like that, it's almost uncomfortable for her to hear. She doesn't quite know what to do with that when someone just very frankly like tells her that. She kind of wants to brush it aside. And she even did say like, oh, I mess up all the time and I'm not, you know, that great. And I was like, but no, that's motherhood. Like, of course, I'm not saying you're perfect, but neither am I. Like, of course, you don't have to be perfect for me to say like that I love you and I think you're a good mom and I see what you've done and the sacrifices that you've made. And she was like, well, I don't do it for the thank yous. I don't need that. I said, I know you don't do it for the thank yous, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't hear it from time to time. Like it's, you need to know that. And I think even just like having those awkward conversations where we say those things to our moms is really impactful.
And I think that just looking back on like the generation that I grew up in versus the generation that my kids are growing up in. There is a difference there in the amount of affection that words and physical, like it's just different. I feel like that is, and maybe like our parents grew up in a much more even reserved, less affectionate, less I love yous. You know, it's just interesting to see that evolve through the generations. And, so it is, and it's easier for me to tell my kids and to be silly with my kids and to be open with them about what I love about them versus like my adult parents, you know, like it just is a different feel. So it's even more important, like you said, to make, to say those life-giving words, to say like, I love you. Thank you for being like pointing out the things that you're looking back on and that you're so thankful for and grateful for, and that they were such good parents, and just really like going there. I mean, that's wonderful. And that's healing, and that is beautiful, and I love that. So yeah, the power of our words. And like you said, it doesn't have to be on a $6 Hallmark card. It can just be in a letter. It can be on toilet paper. It doesn't matter. And I've always told David that too. Like, it's not what is carrying the words. It's just the words themselves. And for me with him, it's like two sentences. I don't need a whole letter. Just a few words.
He
is a man of few words. So, but it cracks me up because like he can literally say in two sentences what it takes me like 2 pages to write.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, how do you do that?
Well, and it's like, it's the most thoroughly and well-chosen Hallmark card with the perfect poem or whatever in it will never hold a candle to personal words from someone. Like,
that's true.
Don't care. Like, oh, you wrote to mom, love, whatever my kid is, like, okay, you know, but if it like actually is from them, then I'll read it. Like, and it means something because it's personal. Like, yeah, I get that you spend time picking out this card, but like in our family, we rarely will buy a card for someone unless it's like funny. We will buy funny cards, but don't buy me a serious card because I don't care what the copywriter at Hallmark has to say about motherhood. Like, I want to know your personal thoughts.
It's
the truth. But our family typically, you know, tends toward humor anyway.
Yeah.
So the days that we can actually then say, okay, but I know I got you this ridiculous card with the lady with an afro, you know, like we always, my aunt, she's very white. Okay. And she had started wearing a wiglet in the 60s. So she still has an afro, a white lady afro. And so whenever we can find a card with a white lady with an afro, we always buy those because of my aunt. So,
love it.
But then the serious words are good too.
Yes, we got a bowl.
Ladies, there's very little that we can control about our lives right now. And there's very little that we can plan for. But you know what we can plan for, which also helps to save some of your sanity? What you're going to eat every day. I know that with my kids home, they are constantly asking the question, what are we having for dinner? What are we going to eat next? What's for breakfast this weekend? Well, when I use Plan to Eat, I have an answer to those questions. I don't have to get frazzled in the moment because I've already decided ahead of time. It helps me to go into the week feeling like there are still some things that have structure and routine, and I know that I can just go to the grocery store one time or place an order online for grocery pickup, and I don't have to keep running back and forth. I know exactly what I need because I've used Plan to Eat. Plan to Eat is a subscription service that is $39 a year or $4.99 a month, and all you do is plug in all of your recipes that your family already knows and loves and you know fit your dietary restrictions. They have a really easy little clipping tool that you can use on the web to get all of your recipes in there as quickly as possible. Once your recipes are in there, you just drag and drop them onto your calendar. You can make notes, you can add things to your shopping list, which is already made for you and divided up in the store between what aisles the things would most likely be in. It's super handy. They even have an app. If you do decide that you are able to go to the store or your state opens back up and you're able to shop locally, then you have an app that has everything in it for you, so you never forget what you're going to be having throughout the week, and it's got your shopping list right with you. There's no more forgetting your shopping list because their app is so well made. You can even plan right into the app if you don't happen to be home. I know a lot of us are at this point, but if you are out and about, you can do that very easily. And maybe that means you just need to go hide in your car in a parking lot away from your children and be able to plan without them interrupting you. I get it, folks. I get it. And Plan to Eat is one of those things that's going to help save your sanity during the quarantine. So head over to plantoeat.com/lovely where you can get a free 60-day trial. That's twice as long as they normally give out. And give it a try. See all of its features. Be able to get in there without even putting in your credit card information. They're just going to let you try it for free. I think that it could be a game changer for you and a total sanity saver when there's very little else that we can control. So again, go to plantoeat.com/lovely for your free 60-day trial. we got to have the balance. I think that's part of making the expectations too. If you're like trying to have this big, serious Mother's Day, you're just in for trouble.
But I think we need to work on more Mother's Day memes.
Yes. And more Mother's Day fun. Like if you can plan for like lightheartedness, I think you're much, much more capable of achieving that.
I think your kids are more capable of being able to meet that expectation too. So true. Stop taking myself so seriously, and then the disappointment will just melt away. It won't even be there. It won't be an issue.
And it's hard for us as moms who we want to have like beauty and, you know, that kind of thing. Like we want to feel like we're at an English tea party on Mother's Day. All buttoned up and like finger sandwiches. And, you know, we might have to embrace a little bit more of Chuck E. Cheese. Don't go to Chuck E. Cheese. But, you know, like, I mean, this idea of like, let's focus on fun more than on like beauty, which is like hard for me to say because I like to have some beauty. But I think that if we can focus a little bit more on fun, then we will probably have a better day.
And so will our kids. And that's what they're going to remember.
Yes.
No. And I think anything that is like you said before, like if you have that personal, like, wish for some sort of beauty, be the one that actually curates that, you know, and don't expect your kids or your husband to do that for you. Like, honestly, like that is, that's where the disappointment's going to come in.
Yes.
So I just think that's really like wise words there. Wise advice.
Like my mom, I mean, we will be spending Mother's Day with my mom. I know not everyone has that ability or is making that choice, but if you have something nasty to say about that, I would say send it to idontcare@boldturquoise@gmail.com. but we will be seeing my mom, and she just recently got my kids like these water cannon things.
Oh, fun.
I mean, they're just like these squirter deals,
which
she hid and Ellie found in like 0.2 seconds at their house. But I am like, okay, I know those are going to be present. I know I'm probably gonna get wet this weekend. And so I have got to go into the day knowing that and preparing myself for it and not just being like super annoyed that, oh my gosh, you guys just hosed me down. Like I need to like break out the hose and just go ahead and get out there with them.
Yep.
And then we will all have more fun and
and
better memories, really.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the focus. I love where this is going. I just think it's super. Yeah, let's have the most fun Mother's Day we've ever had this year, honestly.
Yeah. Like, I think if that is our focus, it takes so much pressure off the day.
Yep. I agree.
And it's kind of, it reminds me of like when I would take improv classes and do improv, they say like the biggest rule of improv is you can't say no. You have to say yes, because if you say no, it shuts the scene down. It's not
funny. I've heard this. Yes. Yeah.
If somebody says there's, you know, there's a snake in the grass and you're like, no, there's not. Well, okay. Where do we go from here?
Right. But it's done.
But if you say there's a snake in the grass and you're like, give me a shovel, I'm going to cut off its head, you know, like, then you've got something to work with. Then like you're rolling and you can really make something of it and it can be funny and it's that same way, not all the time, but a lot of times with parenting.
Yes.
I think if you can say like, okay, how can we press into this and and make it something you know, enjoyable and goofy. And that's really when and it's, I mean, it reminds me also, I'm just going to tell a bunch of stories here. Everybody sit back and chill. Like, it reminds me of last year when my kids had the glow dance at their school, which was an 80s dance. And they had a costume competition for the parents. And I was not going to dress up, you know, got all like self-conscious about myself. And then a friend of mine was like, I'm going to dress up. You've got to dress up. And so I did it last minute. Went to the thrift store, got, actually the sad part was I only ended up having to buy a headband and shoes from the thrift store. Everything else was my actual wardrobe that made it look 80s. But I went like full on flash dance, did the makeup, did the hair. And then I got to the dance. I had leg warmers that I borrowed from a friend. And these pictures are still on my Instagram. If you guys haven't seen them, they're pretty fabulous.
Yes, but they are.
We got to the dance. As I'm walking up there, I only see like 3 or 4 other parents who are dressed up, you know, like hardly any of the parents dressed up. But then once I got past my like, oh my gosh, how ridiculous do I look right now? I was like, but you know what? I'm having so much more fun than all the parents who lived in their self-consciousness, who were more afraid of what all the other adults thought of them. And I thought, this is the best like lesson that I can be teaching my kids right now, is you have more fun when you just like press into it and you don't worry about what everybody else thinks. And then at the end of the night, all those other parents are really wishing they would have.
Right.
You know, exactly. And all those kids are wishing they'd had the parent who would have.
Yes.
You know, so like being willing to get a little bit uncomfortable, but then realizing that's really when you have more fun.
Yes. Oh, that's so true. I love that. So good.
All right, I'll step off my fun soapbox.
I love it. It's a great soapbox to be on. It's too good.
Oh, goodness. But we really wanted, you know, Shell and I had talked at the beginning of the show, like before we started rolling, that we really wanted to just encourage you guys today, also coming into Mother's Day, that this is such a crazy time in motherhood. You know, I think we can all think back to very specific times throughout history when motherhood had to have been really difficult, during world wars, you know, plagues of the past or whatever. Like this time does stand alone as being probably one of the more difficult times of parenting in your life.
Being
forced into home educating if you hadn't been doing that, and the isolation. And I think the isolation is something we've never seen. And even any of our other times in history, that has not been a factor. You've still been able to have like support systems. And so to encourage you guys that if you feel like you're floundering, it's okay. Like you're doing the very best you can.
With what you have. Absolutely.
And we just have to heap so much grace on ourselves and our friends. Keep reminding your mom friends of it, because I don't think any of us can hear it enough right now.
So true.
That you're doing a good job. Even when you are totally burnt out and you're just like, I'm done and this is too hard, you're doing the very best you can in this situation. And don't let one bad day color all the other days. Like get up every morning and try to have a fresh start. And that's not easy, but if you're listening to this podcast, then we know that you're like a real mom, but you also like you value beauty and trying to do your best in motherhood and cultivate good things. And that alone means that you are a good mom. Like you want the best for motherhood and for your kids. And so just have so much grace for yourself as you move through this time.
I've really been struck by how much grace my kids have for me. And the power of apology, honestly. Like when I do blow it and I have lost my, you know, patience with them and I have been short and I have been frustrated, coming back and being like, you guys, I'm really sorry. I should not have said that that way. That was wrong of me. Just like the power that's in like that apology. Would you forgive me? You know? And that reset can happen as many times a day as it needs to. If I'm willing to humble myself and go there and just like, and then also like receive and accept God's forgiveness, their forgiveness, David's forgiveness. And like, there's so much power in that reset of like, for one, we have to ask for it, but then we also have to receive it, you know? And instead of receiving shame and guilt at the end of the day, we can receive forgiveness and grace. And that is, I don't know, that changes everything for me right now. I couldn't get through the days without that without asking for forgiveness when I have, when I need it, when I haven't been the good mom. Like, so anyway, that's my soapbox.
I think that's a good soapbox. I think that especially that shame thing can end up taking you out for such a long period of time if you let it.
And God offers us forgiveness and grace, you know, he does.
Yeah. As many times as you need it, which could be multiple times a day.
Yes. And that's, for me it is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is something we had a conversation about earlier this week, but whenever that voice of shame is like whispering or yelling or screaming at us in our head, it's never God's voice, because God's voice always leads to, I love you, I forgive you, and I will set you free from this. Like, that's what I want, is freedom for your heart. And so shame is a liar, and fear is a liar, and that's not coming from God. So just recognizing that multiple times a day, that I have to be like, wait a second, like, this is this isn't God's voice I'm hearing. So anyhow, so true.
I think that's a good place to wrap things up. I know this is kind of a crazy episode, you guys, but I think what could
kind
be
of where we're at.
What could be more like apropos of Mother's Day and quarantine than having like this insane, like, shifting gears. Here we are. This is motherhood. This is life episode. You know, we needed to have a little bit of realness today with you guys. So I hope that you guys have an amazing, fun, low expectation Mother's Day, and just try to press into it for what it is, and allow yourself to be blessed, and just knowing like you've got great kids and you're a great mom.
And, absolutely.
And we're all gonna get through this. So,
yeah.
All right, ladies, have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, lovely.
Ladies, that's it for this episode of Cultivating the Lovely. We hope you enjoyed it. If you want links to anything that we talked about, you can go over to boldturquoise.com/166 to find all of the show notes. You should also be able to just scroll up in whatever podcasting app that you are using to find the show notes there. And while you're on your phone, if you want to hop over to iTunes and give us a little rating and review, it helps to be able to boost the show, especially during this crazy time when everything is changing for everyone. Any kind of boost that we can get to the show make a really big difference. As always, you can connect with me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa. I love connecting with you guys on there. It is so much fun for me. I try to be on there in some capacity almost daily. So come over, hop into my DMs, say hi. I would love to connect with you there. It's just a really fun space to be in. And I would love for you to join us in Patreon at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. We have so much fun. It's such a supportive community of women, and you are welcome. We would love to have you there. You can get in for just $5 a month for everything up to the loveliest level, all of the digital content you can be a part of, and we would really love to have you join us. Okay. I also want to announce that we will be having probably a little bit of a hiatus with the show. We have had so many sponsors drop off the show recently. We're trying to do some scrambling to get some more sponsors on the show, but it's kind of hard to be able to afford to produce the show when the show isn't making money. So we are really trying to work hard to get the people in there that we need to be able to get sponsors back on the show. But until then, our schedule may be a little bit different than it has been for the last couple of years of having weekly episodes. If you happen to know any sponsors that would be willing to hop on the show and be able to support it, let us know. Send our info to them, push them over to the podcast, help them to see what we're doing, if they might be interested in getting involved with the show. Thank you to all of you who have been supportive by being loyal patrons of the show. It makes more of a difference than you could ever understand. It's not only helping the show to continue, but helping me to keep the lights on in my house. So I really appreciate that. All right, until the next time that we are able to be back with the show, stay at home and be bold and gracious.